of the Baal Sefer Kei Mishnah Vav. Arba Midas B'Mochrin. The four dinim chalukim, the Rav says. Different halachas when we deal with sales. Machalo chitim yafos. Person sells good wheat. V'nim suros. And it turns out to be bad wheat. So the sales stipulation was good wheat and they found out it was bad. Halokeach yachol lachzer bo. In this case, the purchaser is allowed to go back. This is ona, overcharging, taking advantage of. The klal is the only person that can renege on the sale and void it is the person that was taken advantage of, and that's the buyer in this case. Ros v'nimtzu yafos, but if it's vice versa, if they make a sale where the understanding is that it's bad wheat and it turns out to be good wheat, mocher yachol lachzer bo. The seller can renege. He should have sold it for more. He was the one that was hurt. He was the one that was taken advantage of, and he can go back. But if it's rose, v'nimtzu rose, if they said it was poor, and it actually was poor, yafos v'nimtzu yafos, and the sale was for good wheat, and they found out it was also was good wheat, ein echad mehem yochol lachzer bo. Nobody can go back. Even if, like the Rav says, the buyer, let's say, said, I only said bad, because in general, like the Pasuk says in Mishlei, every purchaser always says that they're purchasing something that's not so great. But really, I had in mind that it should be good. We don't listen to him. And also the opposite. If a seller, if he sells something that's quote-unquote for good wheat, he can't go back and say, no, I really meant to sell bad wheat, and now that it's good, I want to renege. And the reason I said good wheat is because somebody that's selling something, the mocher always says, oh, it's great, but I really didn't mean that it was really great. I meant that it was poor. You can't do that. We don't listen to you. If it's what you agreed is what happened, that was the quality of it, you can't renege. Shechamtis v'nimtseis levana. You sell like a reddish type of, red color type of wheat, and it turns out to be white, or the opposite. Levana v'nimtseis shechamtis, white, and it turns out to be reddish. Eitzim shel zayis v'nimtsu shel shikma. Wood of olives, that's what the sale was, and it turns out to be wood from sycamore. Shel shikma v'nimtsu shel zayis, or it was shikma, sycamore, that was the agreed sale, and it turned out to be olive wood. Yayin v'nimtsa chometz, wine, and it turned out to be vinegar. Chometz v'nimtsa yayin, or you sold vinegar and it turned out to be wine. All these cases, there's a tzad to say that each one is better than the other. In other words, some people prefer, for example, vinegar over wine, and it's better for them to have vinegar, and some people would rather have wine. In all these cases. Therefore, shnei michon lachzer behen. All these cases, both of them can be chozer. They can both cancel the deal because there is a tzad to say on each side, maybe people like red wheat over white wheat, vinegar over wine, so on and so forth. So both the seller and the buyer can cancel the purchase. And therefore, it could be a mekach tos to each of them.